Hi there, Jason. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Kara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you might have, and also to apply a very significantly reduced rate for your young business. And happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, good.
Good, good. So, yeah, thank you. I do have your file here in front of me, and, well, obviously you use Google yourself. You're familiar with that local map section. Tara put in the notes here that you verified your Google listing yourself, and that's great. I mean, every business should be PIN verified, as you found out. It's pretty easy to do, and you do have now what kind of amounts to a digital business card. If people know the name of your company and if they look for you specifically, they can easily find that listing and find your website attached to it. And obviously, our job would be to make you easier to find for people who don't already know the name of your business. They're typing in junk hauling or debris removal or, you know, appliance removal, whatever they might be typing in. You want to show up for those searches too. And obviously the businesses that are on the first page get more phone calls, they have more opportunities, and ultimately they do take on more work. Now, they are not on the first page, though, because they've been doing it the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town. Of course, Jason, the businesses that are on the first page are simply there because they have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. Now, Tara put in the notes here that you've got a question about, you know, can you do this yourself? Can you show up organically? And the answer is yes. I mean, if you want to spend more time optimizing your business, there are hundreds of tutorials that you can access through Google and kind of crawl through that information and try to do it on your own. In fact, the businesses that are on the first page are either investing heavily in time and resources to do it in-house, or they've hired someone to do it for them. Now, because we are Google Premier Partners, we do know that Google indexes almost 70 different destinations and directories every time someone does a keyword search. And it is things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. We will, of course, create that content for you, but we will also create the dozens and dozens of directories that are not as well known to the public, but are still equally important to Google. And all of that content will be talking about your services and your service area, and then linking back to your website. That's the content that will have you popping up on that first page. And Google does make changes to that algorithm all the time, whether they want us to add additional directories. Sometimes they want us to stop creating directories that we had historically created for our clients. As a Google Premier partner, we are in that conversation and ahead of the curve. We get our training directly from Google, so we know what content to create to keep you on that first page. Now, we also can do things like paid Google ads or paid Facebook or Meta ads. We can even do Google Guarantee. So as a comprehensive digital marketing firm, we can create anything that you would need to be found online. Of course, we want to find the package that best suits your company, your needs, your budget. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys or a crew? I mean, how much more work are you looking to take on?
For now, it's just me, and I've got people that I can, you know, hire for a day if I've got a big job.
Gotcha. That's good. Because you will have a steady stream of opportunities, and whether it's residential or commercial clients, you'll get calls directly to you. So it's very, very different than a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead and chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You're not dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several bids and several phone calls. Calls, though, will come directly to you, and it will be someone who saw your website before they called you. Now, you know, no offense to your website. Is this something that you built yourself?
Yeah. So I just threw that together in a couple hours.
Sure.
I'm actually learning HTML right now.
Okay.
Done with HTML, and then I'm going to jump into JavaScript next.
Right. Yeah. Nice. So, you know, it's okay. There's nothing really functionally wrong with your website. It is Google compliant. I mean, well, that means two things, and you may have seen, you know, Google Business Profile website, the websites that Google builds for companies that don't have one. They're you know, as simple as your website too. Not to say there's anything bad about that, but as long as your website meets the two criteria that Google requires for a website to be well optimized or to appear on the first page with the right optimization, then your website is fine. I mean, as long as it's got a phone number that people can call, as long as it talks about your services, and the Google Business Profile websites do little more than that. A one-page website, white background, couple of bullet points, and a phone number, and as long as the website is both mobile optimized and yours is, you know, it does stack on itself, it reformats for a smaller screen, like a tablet or more likely a smartphone, and then it is HTTPS. The S actually does mean secure, and it does mean that if you had a contact form on your website, that information would get secure and encrypted. So your website actually could rank well if it had the right off-page optimization, and that's our job. Again, to create all of the different directories, to keep them updated, optimized, blog posts where possible, and attach all that content to your website, we would, of course, use your existing Google listing. If you didn't already have one, we would have created one for you with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access. That being said, I mean, it is pretty much just you, right, and you've already got a part-time job, but you're looking to kind of scale this up. I mean, you're willing to take on more work, maybe even hire guys permanently when you've got that steady stream of business. Now, I would recommend for you that we would include, you know, Facebook or Meta ads as well, because you are servicing Anchorage, Wasilla, the surrounding community, a good 60-mile radius, and that would ensure you getting calls throughout your entire service area. That being said, the local campaign for your services in your service area would probably be about half that, about 30 miles, okay? I just want to be completely honest with you. No amount of optimization will have you popping up, you know, 50 miles away, 60 miles away, because Google puts businesses in the local map that are fairly close to the person doing that search. That being said, you've got enough competition that will be comparably optimized as well, and if they're closer to the person who is 50, 60 miles away, then Google would be more likely to put their business on that local map ahead of yours. That being said, you know, we can add Facebook or Meta ads, it's still quite affordable. It's $100 a month. I wouldn't necessarily recommend Google paid ads because Google increased their minimum required ad spend from $100 to $300 a month. So not necessarily budget friendly for smaller businesses. Google Guarantee, in your area, you'd be looking at $40 per lead. Maybe not a great way to invest your advertising dollars. But that local campaign, you know, keep it in and around Wasilla, that's a great way to get your business found. If you don't love your website, we can use that domain or a different domain and build a website for you at no additional cost. As you continue to make changes to your website, we can always switch to promoting the website that you're working on when it is complete. But like I said, there's nothing inherently wrong with your website. But we would be able to put a lot more content, photos, details about the services you provide, things like that, before and after photos, testimonials of your satisfied clients and that type of thing. I would be willing to include that for you at no additional cost, just to ensure you get a higher volume of phone calls. Now, as far as pricing goes, if we were going to include the Meta ads, you'd be looking at $299 as a fixed flat rate. That is 50% off the cost of the service. If you wanted to do just the local campaign, like I said, without that extra $100 for Facebook or Meta ads, you'd be looking at $199. That would be the exact amount, a fixed flat rate. It would never go up. It is, of course, all-inclusive. No taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. Now, Tara did attach the Home Advisor or Angie Leads profile page here. I know that that is a very different service where you, with that, pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, and you know, probably about 80% of the leads have turned into jobs.
Well, that's good. That's a pretty high conversion rate.
One kind of issue is the people using Angie Leads have typically been older people.
I see.
And
Gotcha.
And, you know, so the leads are usually about $20, $30 a lead, right? Mm-hmm. And then, but sometimes it's, hey, I want you to haul off my barbecue.
Right.
You know, it's not, I basically break even on those leads.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, I had two bigger ones, you know, which are nice, but yeah, I've been using that a little bit.
Okay, yeah, and you know, it's a well-made lead service, and you do not have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page of Google. But even my clients that have success with their service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, even my clients that like their lead service as much or even more than you do, they are still more than happy to scale back on those leads, keep them paused more often, cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients do, in fact, shut their leads off altogether. Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where we go when we don't know who to call. Being that you're a very young company, of course, you just haven't been around long enough for traditional word-of-mouth. People haven't used you in the past to use you again, to recommend you to their friends. But when people don't know who to call, we don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore. We Google it, right? We jump on a smartphone or hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords. 9 times out of 10, we will call and hire someone that we see on that first page. And for a young company like yours, that's huge. I mean, people will be able to see your company, pick up the phone, call you directly without already knowing the name of your business. You can out-compete and win the job from a bigger, more established company. It's it's kind of that old football adage, Jason. On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but until we get you on that first page, which in this case, that's the playing field, it's hard to win. Most consumers don't go past the first page, but when you're on that first page, you can be the guy who wins the job. Now, it would be a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. Our job is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, that reduced rate, that promotional rate for a young company is not an introductory rate. It will never go up. It's a fixed rate. It will never go up, not even by a penny. It is, again, like I said, all-inclusive. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small jobs. It is still that flat rate. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. And, of course, with the calls coming directly to you, you may find that you're even able to be a bit more selective with the jobs you take. Take the job closer to home. Take that bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time, or even if it is a small job that you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. You're not paying for that particular lead or that job, so you're not just breaking even, right? You're going to be pretty profitable. And I mean, the best part about it, I mean, let's face it, you are not a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need to do 15 jobs to break even, especially at that reduced rate, the $199 or $299 if we're going to include the meta ads. That's going to get your phone ringing. And of course, like I said, every new client that finds you online then becomes someone who can, down the road, be a potential traditional word of mouth for you, and of course use your services again and recommend you to somebody else.
So the I've got a Facebook Meta campaign going right now.
Oh, you're paying for Meta ads right now?
Yeah.
So you know it's pretty profitable. It's like pennies, you know, per click. So we wouldn't have to do that for you if you're already doing that on your own. Now, like I said, we could do it for you at a fixed rate of $100 a month. But if you're already doing that, I would recommend the local campaign. You've got the right idea. You've got the ball rolling, so to speak. Because you already have a verified listing, and whether we do end up building you a new website or not, I mean, just judging from what Kara says, new to the business, obviously She said you're almost wanting to quit your job right now. I mean, if we can make this affordable for you, have you focus on actually getting phone calls, taking those calls, talking to those people, going out and doing the work, and not having to worry about trying to create the content to get your business online. I mean, you know, obviously I can haul my own, you know, refrigerated to the dump if I wanted to, right? But there's a good reason why people are willing to pay a fair price for a professional to do it for them, right? So I'm not saying you cannot fiddle around and try and do this on your own. I'm just saying we've been around since 2004 as a top-rated SEO company. We are a Google Premier partner. We were one of the very first companies that joined that partnership program. It's been almost 6 years now that Google started to kind of partner up with companies like Local Splash to provide these types of services, especially paid Google ads. Now, even though, like I'm saying, I'm not telling you to throw another $300 a month at paid Google ads, even though we wouldn't be doing paid Google ads here for you, because we are part of that partnership program. We do get our training directly from Google, even if it's just for the local map. So we can keep you on that first page, keep your phone ringing, maximize your advertising dollars. I want to waive your setup fee. I mean, partly because you are a young company, partly because you've got a verified listing and a website, but also because I'm actually hoping that this is going to allow you to scale back on those leads that you're getting from Angie's instead of, you know, spending time and money, you know, dealing with someone who just wants their barbecue taken away.
Yeah.
I mean, we can get you those bigger jobs that are going to be more profitable for you. Like I said, I'm glad to hear you've got a high conversion rate, even though they are smaller jobs and you're not really making money off of it. Most of the business owners that I speak with that have used that service, whether it's the Angie leads, as it's been for about 6-7 months now, or if it was Home Advisor, as it was 8 years prior to that. I remember speaking with business owners who were using Service Magic. That's what Home Advisor was before it changed its name to Home Advisor. Same company, just changes ownership, changes names every now and then, but it's still the same exact service where you pay for the same lead that goes out to 6 or 8 of your competitors. It's a shared lead system, and of course their focus is different. Their focus is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for, whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or if you get the job but don't make any money on it. I mean, they're still more than willing to charge you for those leads. Whereas your success is our success. To be honest with you, $199, especially if we do a website for you at no additional cost, when I'm waiving the setup fee, just in time, resources, and in some cases, the direct cost that we incur to create the necessary content, those 70 different directories, we're not even breaking even in that first month. We're not locking you, though, into a contract long enough to cover our costs, although there are no long-term commitments. Like I said, it's month to month. Our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, Tara's recommending Junk Busters AK for this, and I think you'll be an excellent fit. I think you're hungry. I think you want to take on the work. I think you'll also do quality work. I mean, just from the fact that you weren't, really complaining about dealing with these elderly people who just want their barbecue taken away, it seems like you were willing to take on that job. You did it with a smile. You provided a good service at a fair price. I think you would take that kind of passion and enthusiasm into the bigger jobs that we can send you. I think you're going to hit a home run with this service. Like I said, I'm more than willing to provide it below our cost by waiving that setup fee. The setup fee by itself is normally $299, and that helps us to offset the cost of creating the necessary content. Like I said, I might sometimes take 20, 30%, sometimes even cut that service in half, but everything combined, the fact that you've got a website, a verified listing, the fact that you would thrive in a situation like this, and also because I'm hoping I can save you some money and time and maybe have you stop paying for those leads down the road, I wanted to waive the entire $299 setup fee just as an opportunity to get this going for you. It also does happen to be Friday, and I am trying to fill this and one other listing before I make it an early day if I can. So you'd be looking at the $199 out the door if you wanted to include, oh, you already said you're doing the Facebook or Meta ads, so it would be the local campaign. It would be $199 as an exact amount. Like I said, you always know it'll bill once a month on the same day for that exact amount, so it's easier to budget for than a lead service where, you know, it depends on how many leads you get, how much each lead costs. With this, you always know in advance, and of course, it's a lot more profitable. You are going to reach a much larger target audience. Not everyone uses Angie's or Home Advisor, And people who Google it, you know, you're going to get calls from younger people. You're going to get calls from people who have bigger jobs for you, even commercial clients needing debris removal and things like that. You can be found for those services as well. It's great that you know guys who you can get on that job when it's a bigger job for you. And when you find you've got a steady stream of these types of jobs, you might even take on someone and actually hire them, you know, or at least hire them as a as an independent contractor for you, someone who would be committed to helping you out when you needed that work. I mean, like I said, it's a position we're filling, Jason. I think you'd be excellent for it. I'd be willing to waive your setup fee. Is it something you might want on a month-to-month basis?
Just a couple quick questions.
Okay.
I mean, I'd probably let you guys do the Facebook campaign.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
I'd
we can
it
do that
too. Kind of sale. Like my website, you know, kind of.
Well, you know, there's a lot of ins and outs to running these types of things. I mean, getting the highest return on investment, just the simple crafting of the ads and getting them, you know, not just scrolling through someone's live stream, but getting people to click on them, getting people to call you for the right types of services. Phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions, things like that. I mean, these are all things that we would be able to do for you. And like I said, we would include that for you at no additional cost. Just the, I mean, the extra $100 would be the exact amount. So you'd be looking at $299 then if we were to do the meta ads for you.
Could we do just the local listings for now and then add the meta
Absolutely.
Ads?
Absolutely. I was just about to say, you can always, if you like, to continue try to run the meta ads on your own for a while. If you decide you don't want to do that anymore, we can get started with the local campaign. That's what Tara was kind of alluding to. She put in the notes here, I talked about the local campaign but mentioned other services. So we are looking to fill that local campaign. That's the position that we're trying to find the one company for. We can always add those ads in their Facebook or Google ads even later on, but I think starting with the local campaign would be ideal for you. And it is Junk Busters AK, right? I mean, that's how you want the business to be branded. Jason, is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also the best number for us to reach you? Perfect. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah, it's on my phone.
Perfect. And then I wanted to ask you because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you are, of course, service-based. You go out to the customer. You perform the service at their location, and you never see customers come to you. There's no showroom. There's no storefront. There's no brick-and-mortar location. There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
No. Well,
obviously, you do work from the home. I did see the address, and I'm wondering if this is the address where you were PIN verified, the 200 West Sheridan Circle, Unit 2?
Yeah, that's my house.
And you did very well to not list it on your Google listing. I can't tell you how many times I see someone put their home address on there, and I said, did you want that to appear? They says, no. And I'm like, oh, well, we'll hide it. I mean, obviously, we would ask for managerial access to this existing listing, but you did a good job of not putting your physical address on there. I just wanted to make sure that we have it if we have to verify it.
Yeah. So I have to go back to work.
Okay. Do you have 5 minutes? I mean, that's really about all I need to get things set up. Okay. I'll rush through it without trying to be rude here. What's a good email address for you? And I appreciate the heads up. An email for you or for your business?
Junkbustersak@gmail.com.
Perfect. Smart guy. And then, Jason, what is your last name, sir?
Harami.
Harami. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, email, usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them. I guess email's kind of preferable, you know, for paper trail and stuff.
Yeah, I'll put email preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, one thing that I will do is schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's obviously going to be for you when you've got more time. We'll spend about 25, 30 minutes talking about things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. And then to schedule that appointment. That first month's payment, and again, you're looking at just $199, the local campaign, no setup. Is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What would be best for you?
Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
And is there any middle initial on there?
W.
And your last name, you said, is Harami?
Yes.
Okay, I was typing pretty quick. I just wanted to make sure that I got it. And then you said that was a Visa card?
Yeah.
It should start with the 4. If you want to read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back at the end for accuracy.
4474.
Okay.
2850.
Yes, sir.
5758.
Okay.
8010.
And then the expiration month and year?
0125.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
930.
So I've got 930 on the back, 01 or January of 2025 for the expiration. And the card itself was that 4474-2850-5758-8010.
Yes.
Okay. And does that fill it to 200 West Sheridan Circle, 99654? Okay. Now, real quick, I've got to zip through a voice verification. It's required of us. It takes about 2-3 minutes. It gets recorded through the computer, outlines your service agreement, and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. You can stop me if you have got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question, and I've already got that pulled up here. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Harami. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Junk Busters AK.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. Jason, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jason William Ross Harami, owner, sole proprietor, operator, whatever.
Perfect.
Whatever it
is. As the owner, operator, sole proprietor, head honcho, big cheese of Junk Busters AK, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information, that Visa ending 8010, you are, of course, authorized as a user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you might imagine, of course, but getting results as fast as possible, it's important for you to be actively involved in your campaign. Our job is to make sure people needing your services contact you, so we specifically request that you will be receptive and responsive to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jason, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Facebook, the Angie leads. There are no direct conflicts with what you've already got. We would not, though, want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent, no address showing, etc. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, but if you do, please just let us know so we can make sure that your information online stays accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, with the reductions in costs that I've applied, waiving your setup fee, reducing that rate, with it being a month-to-month service for the local campaign, this month, this next part reads as follows. Your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 10th of June, in the very discounted, it's officially our friends and family rate with no setup fee. So the very discounted friends and family rate of $199, no setup fee. We've waived that setup fee altogether. That $199 is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, I didn't actually clarify. Did you want us to use your existing domain and build a website for you as well?
Yeah, might as well. You can probably do it better than me.
Well, in that case, this will include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $199. Jason, once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, of course, that means you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jason, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Harami, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in the next minute or so, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. That does, of course, conclude the voice verification. Now, if you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be happy to give you that client support phone number. But you will receive it by email as well.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Okay. So you'll get it out by email. There will be a email address on there as well that you can use to respond to us. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You'll receive all that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on your phone carrier, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. Now, I know you said you've got to get back to work. Are you available if we can get you scheduled for a call today or no?
So I will be available in about 3 hours.
Oh, okay. So that's going to be after our hours here. Our last available would actually be, well, it would start in 2 hours. So it would be scheduled from 1 until 2. We are Monday through Friday here. The call would take about 25 or 30 minutes. Are you typically working Monday to Friday as well? We can try to schedule it for your next lunch break.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty open Mondays and Tuesdays.
Mondays and Tuesdays, okay. So Mondays, and we can do it real early if you wanted to, as early as 5 a.m. or as late as 1 p.m. That's Alaska time, of course. Monday's pretty wide open. I can find just about anything.
Yeah, can we do 6 a.m. on Monday?
We can do 6 o'clock. That'll work, yeah, as long as we have your permission to call you that early. You would still receive an automated email an hour prior, so at 5-year time, you'll receive the automated email. I'll also send you in a minute a calendar invite. It's just going to say local / CIENG on it. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system sent out to you?
I got text message and probably the email, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I got both.
The email's got the invoice below it. If you click on the body of the email, it's got please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it will take you to where the text message takes you automatically, which is local / terms and conditions, talking about the services we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
I can't look right now, but...
Okay, gotcha. So one thing you're going to want to do as soon as you get a chance is just scroll through that. It's going to ask you at the very bottom. There's a line that goes across it. Right above it, there's a box that says, I certified that I'm the authorized holder and signer on that card. Click on that box, and then it's going to want you to type in Jason W. Harami, case-sensitive, appropriate spacing. You can copy or paste it, too, if you want. Just don't copy a space before it or after. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That will allow us to conduct, of course, we already know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the rate, that we've waived your setup fee. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent. Our follow-up call will be on Monday. That's going to be at 6 o'clock your time. I'm going to send you a calendar invite as well. Now, when you, and it just reminded me to tell you, the calendar invite has your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, your username is your phone number, area code included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. When you are successful in putting your name into the box and hitting confirm signature, the next thing you'll see is it'll ask you for a username and password. That's how you'll know that you're successful in doing that, and that's all we're asking you to do at this point. Do not try to put in a username or password. Our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system, and it's asking you to log into your account. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll use once your tracking system is activated. When we do have that account created, you'll get by text and email your username again and your phone number, okay, and your default password. You can change it as quickly as you want, but like I said, once you log in, once you've got your name in there, don't worry when it's asking you for your username. But the calendar invite that I just sent out to you has your username. Please reference your phone number or your username. It's basically the same thing in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, because that is the catch-all for everything, and we'll need to forward out that information to certain departments, as the case might be. When they do the client interview on Monday, they'll officially give you photos at localsplash.com, and you can email the photos team directly. But we're more than happy to get this going. I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited, like I said, to get your phone ringing, to earn your business 1 month at a time, and also to help you to scale back on paying for and chasing down those leads. I appreciate your patience, and especially the time you gave us that you've got on a limited basis today. But you have a wonderful rest of the day. You enjoy the weekend. Our interview technician will give you a follow-up call around 6 on Monday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harami. Jason, you take care, sir. You have a great day and enjoy the weekend.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.